Improving Wheelchair Quality by Translating Community Findings to Lab-Based Standards Testing. John J. Fry 1, John L. Perlman 1, Mark R. Schmuller 1, Anand A. Major 1-1 Department of Rehabilitation Science and Technology, University of Pittsburgh. Introduction: wheelchairs are pivotal for the mobility of people with spinal cord injuries, multiple sclerosis, and similar diagnoses. According to the World Health Organization, 75 million people need a wheelchair for mobility and access to education, employment, and social engagement as well. 1-2 In spite of how vital wheelchairs are to their users, several studies indicate poor wheelchair quality and repair practices in both high-income and less-resource settings. About 44-88% of wheelchair users experience one or more breakdowns over a six-month period. 3-4 In the context of less-resourced environments, where the wheelchairs are exposed to higher levels of humidity, dirt, debris, mud, and uneven surfaces, breakdowns occur every 3 months. 5-6 One-third of users experiencing breakdowns face adverse consequences like being stranded and missing school, work, and medical appointments. 3. Without a functional wheelchair, users are constrained to a bed and experience pressure sores, and rehospitalization, which ultimately leads to a downward spiral in health and quality of life. 3-7 One-third of wheelchair breakdowns are due to caster failures. 8-9 A caster failure can be harmful to users as it leads to tipping and falling out of the chair, the cause of most serious wheelchair rider injuries. 8 Casters fail in a multitude of ways, including locked and missing bearings, damaged bolts, fractured stems, wheels, and forks, worn out tires, and missing fasteners. 9 The majority of these failures cannot be reproduced during wheelchair quality standards testing. Our literature review found that lack of inclusion of environmental factors observed in less resource settings and rural areas of high resource settings has led to such discrepancy. To address this, the International Society of Wheelchair Professional Standards Working Group has developed and published ISO 7176-32, a caster testing protocol using community data on wheelchair usage and failures. 12. Previous validation studies have matched failure modes between laboratory test results and community, see Figure 1. 9. The next step in this standards research is validation of caster's time to failure. This ongoing validation study aims to analyze community data on caster failure from the wheelchair repair registry and compares the findings to lab-based ISO 7176-32 testing of caster models. Methods: secondary data analysis of caster failures. The Wheelchair Repair Registry, WRR, is a wheeled mobility device failure repair registry developed by the Rehabilitation Engineering Research Center at the University of Pittsburgh. 10. The WRR currently has over 60,000 repairs conducted on more than 5,000 wheelchairs from 25 manufacturers in United States. 10. Manual wheelchair models in the WRR were assigned Healthcare Common Procedure Coding System, HCPCS, codes found on wheelchair order forms. Caster repairs and failures reported for all manual wheelchair manufacturers and their models beginning in January 2017 until October 2019 were analyzed. The analyzed caster failure types were classified based on the associated risks of wheelchair user injury and damage to other wheelchair parts. 11. Caster wheel fracture and bent parts were designated as high-risk failures, while bearing failure and worn-out tires were designated as low-risk failures. Caster models with at least 100 failures were analyzed. Chi-square testing was conducted to evaluate differences in risk proportions among the models. Models with more than 25 samples and having greater than or equal to 25% high-risk failures were chosen for testing and time-to-failure comparison. ISO 7176-32 caster durability testing. 5 samples of each model were ISO 7176-32 tested until a high-risk or low-risk failure. The ISO 7176-32 caster durability testing protocol includes corrosion testing in a salt fog chamber, as per ASTM B117, followed by shock and abrasion testing on a test bed, see figure to left. 12. Each sample experiences 200 hours each of wet and dry salt fog exposure and then repeated the caster durability testing exposure as specified in ISO 7176-32. The time to failure of each test sample was determined by the total cycles completed on the caster durability test. Testing was discontinued following a sample failure. The standard test cycles represent 2 years of outdoor use. The time to failure for common failure mode were compared using the two-tailed unequal variance e-test. Greek small letter alpha equals 0.01. The time to failure in the community was difference between purchase date and failure date for samples of the model. Results: the study analyzing this data identified 6,470 caster failures of wheelchairs from 4 leading manufacturers. 13. A key finding from this analysis, shown in Figure 3, was that tilt-in space manual wheelchairs experience significantly more high-risk failures than their ultra-lightweight wheelchairs. X2, 3, N equals 704 equals 42.15, P less than 0.05. 13. Due to the identification of this trend, two tilt-in space wheelchair caster models, see Table 1, having more than 25 samples in the registry and greater than 50% high-risk failures, cracked wheel plus bent caster were chosen for ISO 7176-32 testing. Table 2 shows the time to failure comparison for the models. Their failure modes can be seen in Table 1. Table 1. Pre- and post-testing photos of the tilt-in space caster selected for the study caster model. Pre-test photos. Failure mode photos. 6-inch x 2-inch semi-pneumatic. 8-inch x 1.5-inch pneumatic urethane. Table 2. Statistical comparison of failure modes and time to failure of tilt-in space wheelchair caster model. Community data findings. ISO 7176-32 test results. P-value. Community failure modes. Time to failure. Lab failure mode. Lab time to failure. 8-inch x 1.5-inch pneumatic urethane. Cracked wheel, 38%, 2.88, plus minus sign, 0.46, N equals 42. Cracked wheel, 100%, 1.57, plus minus sign, 0.51, N equals 5, 0.014. 6-inch x 2-inch semi-pneumatic. Cracked wheel, 25%, 2.02, plus minus sign, 0.57, N equals 58. Worn tire, 100%, 4.99, plus minus sign, 1.29, N equals 5. NA, cannot compare different failure modes. Discussion: wheelchair caster failures pose a significant risk to the health and life quality of the wheelchair user. The proportion of high and low risk caster failures are unique across the tilt-in space and ultra-lightweight caster model reported in the WRR. Tilt-in space models encounter nearly twice the high-risk failures than their ultra-lightweight counterparts. This suggests that users who require a higher level of seating support and have complex rehabilitation needs are at a greater risk of experiencing caster failures that can cause user injury and other adverse consequences. The ISO 7176-32 standard provides an avenue for benchmarking wheelchair quality in the laboratory to use settings. The time-to-failure validation study for two caster models resulted in contrasting but promising results. The 8-inch pneumatic urethane model failed due to cracked wheel hubs in all 5 samples tested with the protocol. This is consistent with the community data, as cracked wheels are also the most common failure reported for this configuration. The matching time to failure for this model strongly supports the evidence-based development of the ISO 7176-32 testing protocol. Alternately, the 6-inch semi-pneumatic model consistently failed due to worn-out tires that inhibited caster function and began to damage the wheel hub. The worn-out tire failure was the second most common failure mode in the community for the model. However, the lab-tested samples lasted significantly longer than seen in the community. The test protocol could not simulate this model's high-risk cracked wheel failure. This may be due to testing the casters under standard load rather than manufacturer-rated load. The tilt-in space wheelchair model should be measured to determine weight distribution on the casters, integration of the caster with the rest of the wheelchair, and use patterns compared to standard wheelchairs. This may lead to specific testing changes for tilt-in space wheelchair casters that differentiate the process from standard wheelchair caster testing. It would be beneficial to know the rated load from the manufacturer prior to conducting further validation testing with the model. Due to the variety in designs, it is possible that each wheelchair caster type could need its own procedure for testing. Testing of the 8-inch model reveals a high-risk failure and a short time to failure, which calls for design improvements. Wheelchair manufacturers can avail the caster testing facility to improve wheelchair reliability and safety in use settings. Other stakeholders can request the details on standards testing prior to making a device selection. The authors are testing 4 ultra-lightweight caster models from 2 different manufacturers in this ongoing standard validation study. Conclusion: frequent wheelchair caster breakdowns often lead to injury, inconvenience, and a lower self-perception of quality of life. This study demonstrates the poor reliability of tilt-in space wheelchair caster models and high risk of injury for users of these devices, stressing the need for improving caster quality. The ISO 7176-32 caster testing protocol is developed using community data and exposes casters to corrosion, shock, and abrasion exposure. Calibrating the failure modes and time to failure of this testing method to community evidence is a vital step in adding further validity to this protocol. The authors have established the validity of mimicking outdoor caster failures on the lab-based test and in this study, taken the next steps towards validation of time to failure. Findings indicate the need for individualized protocol for caster models of tilt and space wheelchairs that vary in design compared to other wheelchair devices. References 1. World Health Organization. Assistive Technology, 2018. Online. Available. https://www.int/news-room/fact-sheets/detail/assistive-technology. 2. J. Borg and C. Kasnabis, Guidelines on the Provision of Manual Wheelchairs in Less Resource Settings, World Health Organization, 2008. 3. M. Toro, L. Warobie, M. L. Boninger, R. A. Cooper, and J. Perlman, Type and Frequency of Reported Wheelchair Repairs and Related Adverse Consequences Among People with Spinal Cord Injury, ARCH. FIS. Med. REHABIL, Volume 97, No. 10, pages 1753-1760, October 2016. 4. Jeffrey V. Henderson, Michael L. Boninger, Brad E. DiCiano and Lynn A. Warobie, 2020, Type and Frequency of Wheelchair Repairs and Resulting Adverse Consequences Among Veteran Wheelchair Users, Disability and Rehabilitation, Assistive Technology, DOI, 10.1080/1748310.7.2020.1785559. 5. J. Perlman et al. Lower Limb Prostheses in Wheelchairs in Low-Income Countries. IEEE Ang. Med. Bio. Mag. Volume 27, No. 2, pages 1222, January 2008. 6. K. Rispin, K. Riesling, and J. Wee, a longitudinal study assessing the maintenance condition of cadres of four types of wheelchairs provided in low-resource areas. Disable. Rehabil. Assist. TECHNOL, Volume 13, No. 2, pages 146-156. February 2018. 7. N.S. Hogeboom, L.A. Warobie, B. V. Houlihan, A.W. Heinemann, and M.L. Boninger, wheelchair breakdowns are associated with pain, pressure injuries, rehospitalization, and self-perceived health in full-time wheelchair users with spinal cord injury, ARCH. FIS. Med. REHABIL, 2018. 8. R.P. Gall, N. Rebholz, R.D. Hotchkiss, and P.F.A. Ulzer, Wheelchair Rider Injuries, Causes and Consequences for Wheelchair Design and Selection. J. Rehabil. Rees. D.E.V., Volume 34, No. 1, pages 5871, January 1997. 9. A. Matre, Development and Validation of a Wheelchair Caster Testing Protocol, Dissertation, University of Pittsburgh. 2018. 10. James E., Jed P., Matre, Brienza D., Perlman J., Karg P., et al. Development of a Wheelchair Repair Registry. ArchFIS Med Rehabil. 2021. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.apmr.2021.02.023. 11. A. Matre, J. L. Perlman, N. S. Lachel, Development, Reliability, and Piloting of a Wheelchair Caster Failure Inspection Tool, CFIT, Disable. Rehabil. Assist. DCHNOL, 2018. 12. International Organization for Standardization, ISO FDIS 717632, Wheelchair, Part 32, Standard Practice for Wheelchair Caster Durability Testing, 2019. Online. Available. https://www.iso.org/standard/77566.html. Accessed. The 24th of February 2022. 13. Matre, A. Perlman, J. Schmuller, M. Kreider, B. Fried, J. Community-based wheelchair caster failures call for improvements in quality and increased frequency of preventative maintenance. Spinal Cord, 2021. https://doi.org/10.1038/s41393-021-00689-3.